AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Jurors in New York voted 11-1 to convict Pedro Hernandez for the 1979 disappearance of 6-year-old Eitan Pates. After three hung juries, the judge declared a mistrial. Stan Pate says the family is convinced Hernandez is his son's killer.
This man did it. He said it. How many times does a man have to confess before someone believes him?
Eitan Pates disappeared on his way to school 36 years ago. His body was never found. Freddie Gray's family is pleased with the decision by the Justice Department to investigate the Baltimore Police Department for possible civil rights violations.
It's often said a journey of a million miles starts with one step. We believe this is the first step in the right direction.
Reverend Jamal Bryant is a family friend. Freddie Gray died after being injured, after being taken into police custody in Baltimore. President Obama made a push on the West Coast today for a Pacific Rim trade deal. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Ahead of a key trade vote in the Senate next week, the president visited the headquarters of Nike, where he urged support for the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement that's being negotiated. He said Nike is promising the deal would mean 10,000 new jobs in the U.S.
And potentially tens of thousands of new jobs along Nike's supply chain here at home. That's what trade can do.
Congressional Democrats and labor unions are among the biggest critics of the deal, fearful it would cost jobs. An AFL-CIO spokesman saying past promises of the benefits of trade deals have failed to pan out. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
People in Kansas, Oklahoma, and North Texas are bracing for the possibility of more severe weather. In parts of Nebraska and South Dakota, snow is in the forecast. 223,000 new jobs last month and a drop in the unemployment rate gave Wall Street a boost. Stocks ended the week on a strong note. The Dow gained 267 points. This is AP Radio News. AAA says more than 37 million people will be traveling over Memorial Day weekend.
That's a post-recession high, and it's the greatest number of travelers we've had in a decade.
AAA President Marshall Doney says part of the reason to travel is lower gas prices, a dollar a gallon cheaper compared to last year.
Overall, gas prices have helped to put extra money into travelers' pockets, contributing to more disposable income and helping to strengthen consumer optimism.
Airfares are also lower. The Social Security Administration has its list of top baby names. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The parents of more than 20,000 babies chose the name Emma last year, making it the most popular name for girls. Olivia, Sophia, Isabella, and Ava were next. On the boys' side of the nursery, some 19,000 newborns were named Noah. Liam, Mason, Jacob, and William followed.
Pop culture has long influenced baby names, and so has religion. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.